We're at the Southwest Iowa Renewable Energy Ethanol Plant at Council Bluffs, Iowa today. And we're going to talk with Kurt Meether from Logan, Iowa, not too far from here. Kurt is Vice President of the Iowa Corn Growers Association and a farmer from the Logan area. Kurt, the RFS, of course, has been all over the news here recently, talking about a waiver for E15, RVP waiver, and of course, the RINs cap that's been proposed. And there's been talks at the White House with the president involved on this. So this is a big deal. Talk about this from your standpoint, the corn grower's standpoint, just how crucial this is to you.
Yeah, well, the ethanol has been such an important market for agriculture. It's improved the whole rural economy. And what they're talking about now is the RINs, and that is the way that they enforce the RFS. And without the RFS, we wouldn't have access to the market. That's why it's important. The oil companies are strong, and they've had a monopoly for so long, it's hard for them to understand this. But without the RINs, which they're talking about working on and changing, that's our only way of enforcement for the RFS.
Yeah, and it seems like, you know, with the bankruptcy of this plant in Philadelphia recently, it seems like they've kind of seen an opening here to try to make some major changes to the RFS.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It wasn't the RINs that caused that. When you use ethanol, the RINs don't cost you anything. It's only when you choose not to use ethanol, not to follow the RFS, that you have to buy RINs. And that's what got them in trouble. It was poor management decisions.
So talk about just how important ethanol is to you as a corn grower. Now, do you market through an ethanol plant?
Yeah, we do some. Just almost, even if you don't directly sell to an ethanol plant, it influences your market. A third of our corn goes to ethanol. We still got the distiller's grain after it, but that's a huge part of our market. It's just it's the way it is.
Yeah, and it certainly helps the basis and the overall demand for corn.
Yeah, without it, you know what they've asked us to do is grow a lot of corn on fewer acres so we become more efficient, use fewer inputs, and we've been able to supply the demand and even have an abundance. And now that we have an abundance, we need to keep that demand for that extra corn, or it would really be hard on the market.
I think it was the Iowa State study that was just released that I think they said an immediate 25-cent drop if you went with the RINs cap, I think it was.
Yeah, if you would destroy the ethanol market, it would probably cost 25 cents a bushel, and that's a lot in times like these, you know, when things are tight anyway.
As far as what you hope to happen or hope doesn't happen next week at this meeting, what do you see?
Well, I'm hoping it just stays the way it is. It's a good plan. It's working, except there's a few, some of the oil companies have made some mistakes, so they're blaming it on the RFS or the RINs, but in reality, it's a good program and it's working well. So if we can keep it, that would be our choice.